We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dolphins Friday here on WQAM. Got to get to Gunther Mazda in Fort Lauderdale to experience a new Mazda SUV on 441 just north of I-595. Or visit GuntherMazda.com for car buying done your way. You got to get to Gunther Mazda. Dolphins Friday, always brought to you by Gunther Mazda. We're going to talk to Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Mike, you did it again. You got it again at this point. Another story that you threw out.
No,
in a good way. Last Friday, you kind of said you might have heard some rumblings.
Stephen Ross and Bruce Beal might have some differences.
Right. I think you were right.
Yeah, hell, I'd forgotten all about that. I'll take it, though.
Yeah, you did it.
Well, I hear a lot of stuff, talk to a lot of people, and it's not a surprise given what's gone on with the tampering and the tanking, although I think one of the reports I saw claimed that it had nothing to do with that. How does that not put stress on a relationship? I mean, they're in a bad spot right now, and I'm sure recent events contributed to it.
Let me just follow up. You think it had to do with some of the 31 partners he has saying, hey, we're not a big fan of this guy. It's not a good start if he's going to be our partner here in the near future.
Well, there was an element to the story that I saw from Ben Fisher of Sports Business Journal suggesting that Beal would not have gotten approval when he exercised his right of first refusal. Now, usually once you're in the door as a minority owner, you're approved and it's easy to get to the next level. But apparently there was some other level he was going to have to pass and you need 24 to say yes. And this is just the kind of thing that could turn off the owners generally. So between that and Stephen Ross wanting to give the team to one of his daughter Jennifer, then that's it. And Beal, if he's out, I think that ends the Tom Brady conversation conclusively, because it was Beal that had Brady involved in the first place, and Beal was the one who was trying to get Brady there, and maybe that was just enough. He tried so hard to do it that it ended up turning people off.
So can we start a new conspiracy here? That's why Brady's taking some time off now, all this stuff going on. Beal and him maybe having conversations. What happened down there?
I'm sorry, bro. I didn't know they were going to rat you out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's funny to think that, but this is strange to me, whatever's going on with the Buccaneers. I think it's been, at best, a very poorly handled PR situation by Tampa Bay, because they're claiming that this is something they expected, this is something they knew. Well, they just don't drop it on everybody as they did and expect people to go, well, hey, man, you know, okay, fine, no big deal. When else has a player, a key player, a star player, any player, disappeared for a week and a half of training camp unless there was an injury or a contract problem or something along those lines? Like, the idea that Tom Brady brokered for himself that he was going to take a week and a half off after 2 weeks of training camp and no one was going to think anything of it. I mean, what the hell? It's just weird. It was a failure of PR, and they're creating the impression that it isn't anything illness related or family emergency related, that this is just part of the deal that he did back in March when he unretired. You know, I want Arians out as the head coach, and I want a 10-day break 2 weeks into training camp. And he was in a position to ask for anything he wanted because they were desperate to get him to come back. It's just strange. And you wonder what the guys in the locker room are thinking about this, because it is a situation that can breed resentment. When they're there busting their asses, getting ready for the season, and Tom Brady's going to take 10 days off after only 2 weeks of camp, it's just going to be tough, I think, to manage And there was one other weird wrinkle, because Todd Bowles was asked about Brady being back for week one, and he said something like, I've got a pretty high level of confidence he will be.
What?
I mean, that's the kind of thing where don't you roll your eyes and act like
Bill
Belichick if someone even asked that question? I just think it was odd that the reaction wasn't, well, that's just a dumb-ass question. Of course he's going to be back. So I'm not reading anything into it. It may just be Todd Bowles' personality. The whole thing is just strange. And, somebody asked me last night, why do you care? It's like, well, because I cover the NFL, and this instantly becomes a pretty big story.
So the other one would be, does Tom Brady ever have to talk about the Bruce Bill, Stephen Ross thing, or is that just like nobody was going to – I felt that's why he didn't talk at camp. He didn't want to have to answer that with two and the Dolphins in town. But at some point, he's got to answer that, doesn't he?
Well, here's how it works. Now, I had heard before – we found out yesterday that he was going to be gone for 10 days. He wasn't going to be talking to the media until his mandatory midweek press conference prior to the week one game against the Cowboys. And he's avoided NFL Network. They've been in training camp. No, won't do it with you. Apparently Sirius was trying to get him to talk the other day. He's got that Let's Go podcast through Sirius XM. He stiff-armed them, as far as I know. He's not talking. And now when he finally does, think about it. It's a month from now. They play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football 30 days from now. He's going to talk 27 days from now or thereabouts. How much of any of this is going to get focused on? And
yeah.
You guys know how it works. When you're talking about the group of media that covers a team, when there's a sensitive issue that can piss the team off and affect your access and just make it harder to do your job, and you're in a room full of people, who wants to be the one to be the jerk? To ask the question that they don't want you asking,
yeah.
Right? Who's going to be that one? And you just sit around and wait for somebody else to do it. And it becomes a conspiracy of silence. And even if he is asked a question about it, he was asked about Miami earlier this year at one point. He says what he says and he just moves on with it. And the thing about a press conference, it's not like you can have real follow-up. Somebody else asks a question next. So you just say whatever you say. And yeah, I don't know how hard he's going to be grilled about it, because now there's going to be questions about his 10-day break and there's going to be other stuff that happens in the next 4 weeks. I don't think he gets asked about it very much or very aggressively at all, not nearly the way that he should be.
Yeah, it's just an interesting and coincidental little thing that's going on there in Tampa right now. Very interesting going on. All right, so tonight the Browns are playing in a preseason game. Deshaun Watson going to suit up and play, or we're going to hear something before that? What do you think?
I think at some point between 3:00 and 5:00 Eastern today, probably closer to 5, Peter Harvey is going to announce his decision on the appeal that was filed last Wednesday by the NFL of the Judge Robinson 6-game suspension. And after I heard what the commissioner had to say about Deshaun Watson on Tuesday, when everyone was in Minnesota for the approval of the purchase of the Broncos, I thought this guy's getting a whole year. He's just getting a whole year. I mean, you've got the commissioner saying predatory behavior and egregious conduct, all quotes from Judge Robinson's decision. But this guy's not playing this year. And then it dawned on me Wednesday during our show, PFT Live, that I don't think they want him on the field in the preseason. So the 1 year mandatory suspension minimum, and then you apply for reinstatement, I think that's what's going to happen. And he's not going to be allowed to play tonight. And I think if Peter Harvey waits just long enough, the union won't have time to try to do anything about it by going to court to get an order to allow Watson to play. And that's why I think that sweet spot is between 3 and 5. And the union, I think, will be caught in a spot where there's nothing that can be done and Watson's going to be gone. Now, maybe there'll be a fight to get him on the field for the rest of the preseason. But remember this, he's not playing the first 6 weeks. The union did not appeal Judge Robinson's decision. So whatever legal fight happens, and there was some noise over the weekend that maybe the union would try. I've since said, no, it's done. It's dead. They understand they had to appeal the 6-game suspension on their own to have any chance of getting him on the field week one. So there could be some kind of weird hybrid thing where they force him back into training camp in preseason, and then he exits for a 6-game suspension, and then we find out what happens after that through the court system. But for now, I think he's getting a full year, and Peter Harvey is going to impose that punishment, I believe, at some point this afternoon.
So what was it, Deshaun Watson? I'll take 8 games and $5 million. Will you guys take that? What was that?
Well, that's a guy who finally faces reality, and he knows what's coming. So it's desperation. It's a Hail Mary. And Joe, here's why I think the league is not going to take that. The league has to think about the next Deshaun Watson. And the next Deshaun Watson needs to acknowledge his wrongdoing and make amends quickly. They had a chance to resolve the first case before it was ever even filed, and they didn't. And they pissed off Tony Busby. And what did he do? He went out and found 23 more eventually that sued Deshaun Watson and turned it into this big mess. If Watson had just acknowledged that he was doing wrong and should have made amends, if somebody close to him could have gotten through to him, this is never an issue for the NFL. So the fact that he continued to double down and deny and lie to the investigators and draw this thing out and make it a bigger deal than it needed to be, I think that puts the NFL in a position where they want to send a message to the union, number one, that we've got the power. Once we have the decision from the independent judge finding that the violation occurred, we can do whatever we want. And number two, we have to do it here so that the next guy understands. Make this go away before it embarrasses everyone, especially if you did it and the judge found that he did it.
Mike, I'm just curious. We talked about this earlier this week and started yelling and screaming at each other a little bit here. Did the commissioner screw this one up, or is this just something was brand new out of the normal of punishment of things that athletes, that NFL players do? It was new, and he did his best. What were your thoughts on the way the league has handled this one with Deshaun Watson?
No, it's gone perfectly according to plan. They have an independent judge that makes the initial decision, and the only thing that is binding on the appeal is the findings of fact. Her decision as to whether the suspension should be 4 games, 6 games, 8 games, 10 games, whatever, that doesn't matter. There's nothing in the CBA or the personal conduct policy that requires the commissioner or his designee the right, and that's the right the league has on appeal, as agreed to by the union. There's nothing in there that requires the NFL, and in this case Peter Harvey, to give any weight whatsoever to her decision on the number of games. They accept her facts. She gave them exactly the facts they need. They've handled this exactly the way they were supposed to. I mean, at times I think it should have been handled a little more quickly, but I think one of the reasons they waited is they don't know how many other shoes are going to fall. They don't know how many other lawsuits they're going to be. That's one of their concerns. That's why they want to do a one-year suspension minimum, because maybe there'll be more lawsuits filed between now and next year. And the other thing that I think really is going to cook his goose here is the fact that he held himself out as an NFL quarterback to set up these massages. Because if you're a massage therapist and you're trying to establish your business and you're able to tell future clients that you provide massage services to Deshaun Watson, you're going to drop everything you have to drop in order to do that. And they all walked into that trap. They ran into that trap with Deshaun Watson. So I think the commissioner ultimately handled it exactly the way it was supposed to be handled under the new personal conduct policy. And it's just the clock's ticking, and I'm telling you, by dinner time, it's going to be no Deshaun Watson for 2022.
So, Mike, your best bet: does Deshaun Watson see the field at all this year? At all? One play?
Nope. Yeah. Preseason, regular season, postseason, he's gone. And next—that's my belief. And next year, one of the big questions is going to be: how's he going to look after 2 years of not playing football?
Well, that's my piggyback question on that was, what happens now? You're talking about a kid. I know he's young, but two full seasons out of football, there's still going to be the news around him, even if he comes back to camp next year, OTAs next year. Is there a possibility? Does it sound weird? I know Hollywood said this a long time ago, that this guy may not see the field maybe ever again. Is that even possible?
I don't think we're going to be at a point where he never plays.
Okay.
I think he just plays next year. And if he's suspended for the whole year, it's good for the Browns because it just kicks his contract back by a year. He truly is suspended. The contract holds. So next year, next season is the first season of his 5-year contract. The Browns have him through 2027, not 2026. So they actually get a little silver lining if that's what plays out. But yeah, after 2 years of not playing, is he going to be the guy that the Browns traded for? And would the Browns have done this deal if they knew he wasn't going to play at all in 2022? I doubt they make that trade if they knew how this was going to go.
Yeah, I got to tell you, man, he's still better if he's out 2 years than anything they have on that roster.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
He can play. He can go play flag football at the parks.
They may end up with Jimmy Garoppolo. If he's out for the full year, I think they pivot to the guy who's available for 1 year. Now, it's not like the 49ers are going to have pity on them and give them a sweetheart deal, but I think that's the next thing that we have to watch. Do they try to get Garoppolo to be the replacement this year while they wait for Deshaun to come back next year?
All right. And I'm glad you brought that up, and I promise you we're gonna let you go. So this has popped up, the Jimmy G thing. Nobody knows him better than their former offensive coordinator, now head coach for the Miami Dolphins. He obviously, if he really liked him, don't you think he could have brought him in to at least be the backup? Mike, am I missing something on that instead of even Teddy Bridgewater?
Well, you would have had to pull off a trade back in March. You would have had to work out a salary for Jimmy Garoppolo, who's
right,
due to make $25
right.
million. The 49ers were asking for way too much back then, and then Garoppolo has the shoulder surgery. So I don't know that there would have been a good way to make it happen. And if you did, isn't there a lot more heat on Tua if Jimmy G is the backup?
That's true.
I think there is.
Yeah,
you
good
know?
Point.
So
yeah.
Now he could get cut. And if they don't find a trade partner, if somebody doesn't tear an ACL, because I think that's what they're doing. They're holding him as long as they can until his salary becomes guaranteed. And if he gets cut and he's out there, and, yeah, I think the Dolphins, they got some tough games early on, right? Am I misremembering?
Yeah, their first four, are tough. Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe after a couple of weeks, if he's still out there, if he decides he's just going to wait, I'm not going to rush into whatever someone offers me, $3 million, $4 million, to be just on a roster. I'm going to wait and see if a guy falls out of favor, if a guy gets injured. Maybe they make the decision at some point. We know they have a history of looking around for other quarterbacks to supplant Tua. I know
right.
Tua somehow has himself convinced that they weren't trying to bring Tom Brady to Miami for 2022, even though they clearly were. He said it again yesterday or 2 days ago. That was all before me. That was all,
yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was before you and after you. But last year they wanted Deshaun Watson.
Right.
And then they want Tom Brady. They want anybody but Tua, it seems like. And I know they're all in with him now. But if that changes and Garoppolo's still available, I don't know. I can't rule anything out at this point. This league, everything we've seen in a given week, you can't rule anything
you're not
out.
Kidding. Boy, it's unbelievable. Wow. Mike, thank you so
thank
much,
you,
man.
Mike.
Appreciate it. You take care and have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.